I have a few boys to report on. This week, the Chastity and Denial Parade. Sissy Donna started her new year locked and lovely. I was not available, so she attached her metal cage to her PA piercing and waited to the next day for a chastity lockup call. We officially did that and added both keys to her lockbox. The numbers were scrambled, and I have the combination in the Chastity Files hard copy. Tomorrow, the sissy goes for a full body waxing as an assignment. Every Monday, a photo is to be sent via email, and surprise spot checks are conducted randomly. The sentence is yet to be determined. We did discuss a year. I would do this to you. Stroke Pet, formerly Mr. Loki, is in month 4+. What fun it is teasing and denying him along and watching him grow into the best stroker boy around. The one time renegade is a docile as a lamb and very much submissive. I hope he doesn't complain too much when the program ends to a frustrating, anticlimactic, ruined orgasm. Those were the conditions after all. I would do this for you. I would do this to you. Fucky Fag Boy remains locked, heading to the 350 number. She's supposed to report the days, but email fell off. I'm intuitively sure she remains locked and in need of the ball. Clipping. Clip, clip, snip. Plan for the near future. A PA piercing is more realistic, however. I may convince her of that. This one may not be for you. Sissy Queen Kendra is gleefully excited as a chastity and denial girly boy, tiptoeing through the daisies and blowing kisses. I say, first day of spring, to renegotiate the term. She still has to get the panties, as we discussed, and not the old picture either. This, too, can happen to you. Miss Erica, Bill Trainee, and myself had a great call this weekend. We discussed more comfortable silicone chastity cages for his athletic goals and came down to the bond four. When Miss Erica, his trainer, is not around, I will be here to give session and keep him in line. That's all for now. This can all happen to you.